Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Stand.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
We're back. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to join you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has about 24+ websites. Busy guy. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. We give out these websites to help you get started understanding his work, what he does, how he does it. Listen carefully. WarAndWeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to when I'm doing my project, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Place I do some shopping, healthyworldstore.com. Then revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we have, it's not breaking news because it's been out a couple of days. The country of Switzerland, which I greatly admire for a number of reasons, has officially stopped all the COVID vaccines. They've stopped them. Now, they allow doctors to prescribe them with the following caveat. The doctor becomes personally responsible for the liability of vaccine damage if they give it to one of their patients. I think that's probably going to be the end of COVID vaccines in Switzerland. What do you think, sir?
You're right. Absolutely right, John. Finally, somebody with intelligence is making good decisions.
Absolutely. Well, Switzerland is a unique, it's a landlocked country. They've been in the middle of some of the worst wars in recorded human history, World War I, World War II, without participating, due largely to the fact that all able-bodied men between 18 and 60 are both trained and armed. In fact, right now, Doctor, on the 13th day of April, 2023, in Switzerland, all able-bodied men between 18 and 60 in Switzerland right now, on this date, have a machine gun at home with ammunition. And almost no crime, almost no murders, almost no armed robberies. Carjackings are basically unknown. It sounds like the way to have a safe country is to do what the Swiss do, don't you think, sir?
Well, that's a wonderful model for the United States of America, restoring some semblance of sanity to the hypocrisy, the degeneration of society, the absolute capture of all of our most important agencies, including the entire Justice Department, which is the Department of Injustice, Centers for Disease Creation. I mean, we can go on and on, John. Everything's corrupted, and we need a model like that.
Now, if I was to go to an international conference with high-level government officials from around the world, I think it's highly unlikely that I would see a man from Switzerland representing the Swiss government dressed up as a woman. I think that would be almost impossible, don't you?
Well, it really is absurd. It's a mockery, and it basically, I mean, think about the fact that we have social mores, we have social standards, we have a reasonable relationship based on what our knowledge is, our ethics, morals, and values. And when the world values what has been ongoing for millennia, a male-female relationship, and the fact that God blessed us with the capacity to have that union, it's a spiritual blessing, and it produces a physical blessing called a child. And now you have the interventions of modern medicine, what they call modern medicine, which is absolutely insane, from the genetic engineering of it to the hypocrisy of birth control, or what they call birth control. And then when you see the politics behind it all, you see absolute criminal psychopathology and satanic sorcery. So it makes sense that we would have at least, thank God, some model in the world that would say, hey, here's a better way.
Well, at the same conference, and I'm just kind of speaking generically, say a conference in Paris or in London, in the open forums where all the men and women are together, the representatives from Switzerland, for example, would be polite and respectful to the American men dressed up as women who are representing the United States in very important matters, where privately they're laughing and making fun of the representatives from the United States, the men dressed up as women. Would that be a fair and logical conclusion there, Doctor?
Yeah, I think we're a mockery of the entire planet right now. I mean, it's just outrageous that Biden would go when all of this news is breaking with so many urgent issues facing America, particularly, that Biden would go to discover his roots in Northern Ireland. And then, you know, you'd think about the irony of Northern Ireland. Well, gee whiz, where was the hot seat of bitter war revolution against the House of Windsor, the royal family of England, and then, you know, the entire Western civilization based on the great wealth of the royal family of England. And now you see that there's something far more insidious going on behind the scenes of headline news.
Absolutely. I believe the House of Windsor is actually has its roots in Germany, don't they?
Yeah, I believe that that is true.
Now, how does that happen? How does the royal family of England be of German origin? I've never looked into it, but somebody must have won a war or lost a war, don't you think?
Well, you know, the Kaiser Wilhelm, look at where one of the most established and wealthy healthcare systems are today. Kaiser Permanente. Where do you think that name stems from? The Kaiser Wilhelm was part of the royal family. You know, there's a movie that's a very interesting movie. It's fiction. Fictionalized the facts. It's the, what's the name of that movie, John, where you've got the royal family of England. You've got the King of England, whose cousin is Kaiser Wilhelm, the Kingsman.
It's Kingsman. Named, okay.
The new Kingsman actually goes into this story, and I think largely answers the question, is that you had the Russian Revolution that was, again, against the cousin. So you have all the royal family. It has to go back to the Jews that literally left at the fall of King Solomon's temple in the Holy Land. The royals, including Jesus, they were literally of the tribe of Judah, all of the royals. And again, remember Jesus's warning, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not, because they're really evil, and that they're undermining everything. So now the royal family had cousins, and they didn't get along. And in fact, the Russian Revolution and the hideous destruction that the movie The Kingsman actually depicts part of, and that the truth of the matter is that the two cousins got together from Germany and England and decided that they wanted to have the Russian pogrom. And that's where the anti-Semitic document called the Protocols of the Elders of Sion was twisted. It initially emerged as a legitimate document, then it was changed into an anti-Semitic document. So you actually have, in my humble opinion, as a Jew, traditional, I'm a Messianic Jew, albeit, but that means that, you know, I love Yeshua, I love Jesus, but I fact of the matter is, I love the Jewish people, I love the Jewish tradition, and I am fully bloodline Jewish. And the fact of the matter is, I am appalled at what I see coming down here, just as Jesus was appalled. And the hypocrisy is astonishing. We're witnessing now the globalization of that long history of manipulation and creating wars. I don't know if you happen to see Tucker Carlson interview President Trump, the nuclear issue is probably the foremost issue. And even if that's not the issue, John, did you ever get a sense? Let me just shift topics slightly. You ever get a sense that you and I are wagging the dog in terms of news headlines?
Right, right. Josh, we got a caller on hold here. You ready for a caller?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just a second. You know, I'm just saying, what you and I covered over the last couple of weeks, introducing the risks of artificial intelligence and artificial general intelligence, all of a sudden, after you and I start to talk about it and basically expose it for the risks that it poses, suddenly now the news is full of this.
It
so
is.
It's like, you know, we've been ahead of the curve. It's like the movie Wag the Dog. We are, especially people at RBN, are wagging the dog here.
Absolutely. Let's take our caller. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you both for taking my call. I just wanted to add something to what Mr. Moore said about Switzerland. So I read that and they have even excluded high-risk patients, supposedly high-risk patients to COVID-19, that they be not administered that injection. So that's one comment. But Dr. Horowitz has often cautioned about shedding. So my thought is that the damage is done, in the sense that those who have taken that injection will be shedding, and a lot of people will be impacted by just by shedding, as well as the loneliness of not taking the injection themselves. So that is one thought. And the other is that I would request Dr. Horowitz to go into more detail of how the Kaiser Permanente name came in the being. And I have read that a very great majority of physicians in California are employees of Kaiser Permanente. And Kaiser Permanente has sort of changed that Hippocratic Oath in the sense that anything said against Kaiser Permanente by those physicians will also jeopardize their retirement savings and retirement plans. So they are really under a very great yoke to keep quiet and just keep practicing in line with whatever that standard of care is or what is the environment is. So that's all I have to say. So I would like to request Dr. Horowitz to say a little more about the Kaiser Permanente name, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, I think, thank you, Amit. That's a very good series of comments and questions. The shedding issue, I completely agree. You know, everything that we see in the news is a diversion off of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's a diversion because the entire media, all of it, left and right, independent and mainstream, and I would say except for programs like this and RBN particularly, I'd say the people are generating the virtually only truth. So it's a grassroots initiative to spread the awareness. The shedding issue may very well be, it's a point very, very well taken. What have we spread? The spike protein antigen, that's that spike on the virus that sticks up. Its primary component is from HIV/AIDS. We've talked about that, and that's continuously being censored right now. It's one of the most important factors, because what is that? That's a general immune suppressive. And when that nano bioelectronic gain of function, that's the gain of function, that's the bioweapon. When that bioweapon gain of function antigen is injected into the human beings, then yes, shedding occurs. And what is it shedding? That's where the corruption of the DNA and the genetics of the human being has occurred. You've injected the human being with the instructions, the messenger RNA, to corrupt the DNA to produce more and more and more and more spike protein gain of function antigens. So that's we the people now who took the vaccines are indeed, theoretically at least, spreading the bioweapon. And so that is a serious concern, obviously. And I think that your questions with regard to Kaiser goes back to who would do this? who would actually design a bioweapon and then release it as a plandemic intentionally, and all of the evidence that we have is a mountain of evidence. None of it supports Fauci's position. All of it supports that this was a plandemic, and for the purpose of the great global reset, and to purpose of depopulating civilization, and for the purpose of making a lot of money off of humanity's suffering, as they always have done. And that is where now you begin to see the origin of Kaiser. Kaiser Wilhelm in the early 1900s virtually declared war on the United States of America. To take down the United States of America, that was his plot. And so this is where we have, again, when you follow the royalty and you go back to the realize the satanic sorcery engaged in pharmaceuticals, pharmacopoeia, this is the book of Revelation being played out. This is the prophecies of Isaiah and the book of Revelation and John being played out. We're witnessing it. And all you need to do to confirm that is look at headline news now, as well as read the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Even if you read the bastardized, manipulated, anti-Semitic version and recognize it was created as an anti-Semitic to you know, self-loathing virtually, self-loathing. And there's a lot of self-loathing. All of the trans people are self-loathing. Think about it. Imagine being born into a body where you think God made a mistake. And you curse God for making a mistake. And all of the woke people, their fundamental problem is they lack a connection to God. They lack a relationship with God. They lack faith. And so they're basically virtually, they have no soul that's aligned. And in physics, it's called, in communion in physics, is called coherence. You're coherent when you are in love with God. And that was Jesus's message. And so that when you see you don't have that in the woke community, you don't have that in the corrupted pharmaceutical industry, and suddenly what have you got? You've got genocide. You have literally the mass killing of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. And the ideology right now by those who are controllers, who are fulfilling the book of Revelation, and we win in the end. You go to Revelation 14:1, we quote sing, you have 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who gather in these end times and sing a new song. And I'm saying that song is in the key of David, the house of David, key of the house of David, Isaiah 22:22, Revelation 3:6-8 is 5:28. So the music and the song and the praise of the Creator is in the tone, is in the scale of love 528 frequency, which is basically technically.
Doctor, let's go back to the spike protein. This is a moving target in terms of our knowledge. First question, how does the spike protein shedding affect a normal healthy human being, number one? Number two, how long does a person shed the spike proteins following a vaccination or a booster, if you know the answer to either of those, sir?
Well, thank God that it is supposedly, according to science, wearing off. It wears off. That's why they're promoting booster after booster after booster, and we don't want to take any of them. How does it function to risk civilization? It's the same challenge that I started to articulate and scream like a lone voice crying in the wilderness for the last quarter century. When I published in 1996 the first edition of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, which is still the number one most popular and top-selling books in the world on emerging viruses and communicable diseases, when I came out with that in 1996, I said the greatest risk of civilization is that these laboratory creations are going to mutate other viruses in the environment and or in the labs. So you've got now spike protein antigens, which are mutagens. They literally attach to viruses in your body, and we're full of viruses, or in the environment, and they mutate them. So now think about this. You've got...
Hold on, doctor. We had a break. Hold on. We have a break. Call number 512-248-8252.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield Devices, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect buildings, generators, and vehicles. That's what I got at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to all these websites. Here they are. War on WeThePeople.net. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, before we get to our next caller, give us an update on repairs to your hurricane-damaged home, if you would, please.
No, I'm pulling my hair out, John. I was there the last couple of days. It's been raining in South Florida very, you know, heavily, consistently, and the roofers, oh my God, I've got water coming into the house now because the roofers started the job and they never finished the job. And so basically now I think today I hope that it's going to stop raining enough for the roofers to get on. It's a mess. It is just a mess, and it's distressing to live through this kind of like terrible damage that's been done.
Yeah, well, I know it's a struggle, but you're dealing with it. That's good. Are you residing in that home or just going back and forth from another place?
Yeah, going back and forth. Okay. Yeah, I'm going back and forth between Port St. Lucie, which is 3 hours from.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's 3 hours.
That's a journey. That's a big trip. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Leonard. Can you hear me good?
Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't know if I had it on speaker. Couldn't find it. Leonard, you started out with a very good point because I hear people saying, it's the Jews, it's all the Jews, it's all Jews, basically. And I said, it's not. I've told them many times, this is not all the Jews, first of all. And there are, as you say, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, there's a clear statement that there are these people who are not lineage Jews. And all of the genealogies in the Bible, I mean, we got pages of these sometimes. It's like, what in the world were they there for? It was to show that, for example, Noah was perfect in his generations, and he was maintained. We have lots of people now who are not perfect in their generations, in their genes, due to mRNA going in there. That's happened all over. Is God really going to worry about that much? But when you have Nephilim DNA, that was much more significant of a perversion. So your point is well taken, and I see the alt media totally focusing on one people group instead of all the people that are involved. And you know, we have Gates, and we have, and Fauci even may have been an exiled fake Jew from Italy or something onto Sicily. I don't know. That's been suggested. So, Leonard, do you know what tribe you are from Israel?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I won't ask you to reveal it. It may be personal.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. Yeah, I'm actually a hybrid from the tribe of Judah, as well as the Moses' tribe, the Levitical priesthood. My Hebrew name is Arya, which means Lion of God in Hebrew. Arya. So I'm Lion of God, son of Solomon. My father was son of Solomon. His father goes way back. In the Jewish tradition, you're named based on your ancestors. And so King Solomon was my ancestor. So I'm in Jesus' bloodline. And because you had David, you had Solomon, and I think it was 16, 18 generations down, you had Jesus. So I have a calling on my life. And then what happened was, obviously, when I did my genealogy, in the 1400s, the first Horowitz is on record. And that came from Isaiah ben Moshe, Moses's tribe, so Levitical priesthood. So I'm actually a Levitical priest, with basically a hybrid into the royalty. And then what happened for me, the only way I can reconcile my own life is to realize that I carry that blood lineage. And so what does that mean? It means I carry the responsibility for the royal bloodline of David.
Exactly.
So now if you go into my Hawaii litigations, you'll see they're all literally the party that I'm actually defending is the royal bloodline of David. I started a ministry many, many years ago. I think it was about in the year 2000. So 23 years ago, I started the royal bloodline of David ministry. And that has been under siege hideously. What Trump is dealing with in New York with the corrupt.
I have another comment after the break, John.
Okay, hold on to the break, gentlemen. We got a break for it. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Would you like to have a beautiful log cabin similar to Davy Crockett, one-room log cabin, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion kit similar to what they have at Yellowstone TV series, or anything in between? We can accommodate you. A beautiful log kit custom designed to you are your architect's specifications at thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience, the chef there at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years in business, prepares excellent breakfast, excellent dinners. It's like walking into a time capsule. Not much has changed in 100 years. Beautiful place. Last but not least, the Liberator rocket heater is on sale this month, $500 off. It's a substantial savings. The time to get ready for next winter is right now. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, lots of websites. The one you need to get started with is warrenwethepeople.net, and we have held over from the last segment Dave with a further comment or question. Go ahead, Dave.
I didn't exactly want to interrupt what Leonard was saying, but I will say that it's very important that he did clarify his lineage. And, you know, I can't say it's true or false, but who comes with all this information, you know, just out of random? So I think there's a great responsibility and ability that you have here, Leonard. And, I think that I also have been changed since January. I had a particular dream, and that dream was confirmed by actually another host on this network having heard me tell him about the dream just days before I actually had the dream. And I believe he's telling me the truth here entirely. So God's hand is working on many people, and it had to do a lot of work to actually work on me, I'll tell you. But anyway, Jeff and Erica Kahn were talking last night, and Erica mentioned that the Marburg virus is in the family of the Ebola and is a bloodborne pathogen and requires contact. And so that this is very unlikely to be the next huge pandemic, unless it is made transmissible through the air, through particles. And I'm not talking about the virus being free in the air and being destroyed by oxygen and light, but by being in some sort of a droplet that has some protection. And but what has been mentioned by first I heard by Clint Richardson, and actually Dr. Deagle mentioned that they were unearthing the the 1918 pandemic virus, and they're taking portions out of that and putting it in a virus. Well, I think the Ice Age Farmer came out with some documents all on this H5N1 weaponization to go into mammals. I mean, what kind of impact will it have in all our meat supply by infecting the mammals? And we've got to eliminate all them, and then the people have to be locked up in their house for a 60% lethality, probably a pathogen. And we ask, how do they know it's 60%? Who'd they test it on? Well, where did the guys from the plane that didn't hit the Pentagon go, for example? Or the Uyghurs? There's all kinds of people, right? So, Leonard, your comments on this, I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Dave. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, thank you. You know, it's fascinating. We're on the same page, I'm sure, spiritually, too, because you mentioned Marburg. That was one of my comments with regard to the spike protein, the earlier comments and questions concerning the spike protein antigen. I literally, in 1996, I warned we could potentially have like an Ebola, and the mother of Ebola is Marburg. And the Marburg has been in the news recently. They're actually re-released it. And I mentioned this, I think it was last week on John's show, that they re-released it now. It's spreading again. And so exactly when COVID has a spike protein antigen and all the injected people are spreading the bioweapon, the spike protein antigen, gain of function, what happens if the Marburg virus gains the gain of function through typical mutation? And that's now you've got perfectly the bioweapon in place and actually causing the damage that would accommodate precisely current events, the great global reset, the great plot to destroy the population most profitably. And frankly, it's far better. It wouldn't surprise me. I've also had a terrible, terrible nightmare about a nuclear going off. And I've all had another nightmare about an invasion of the East Coast by China. So I've had a couple of visions, and I pray that they don't come true. But the fact of the matter is, biological weaponry is the option of choice when it comes to not destroying infrastructure and then being able to take over property, real property. When you do that through bioweaponry, which is actually part and parcel of the way that the depopulation and the attack on civilization and we the people is taking place. It's multifactorial. It's always that way, because if you have only one agent, they can pretty much discover and realize, you know, this is the agent and who created it and basically where does it come from. You can track it. But if you have multiple factors causing people to die, get sick and die, starting with, as I've said for years and years now, that no pandemic in Earth's history has ever been created or evolved divorced of major socio-political upheaval. Economic political upheaval is what we're witnessing increasingly. As the economy tanks, as the dollar is replaced by the yen. All of these factors now produce stress and distress, which reduces immunity. It's the distress that we have to worry about. Now, think about what that is. That's the greatest opportunity in monotheism. We, the people who love God, are absolutely challenged. And this, I came out in 1998, the end of the book, where I came out with the key of the house of David, which is so important. The key of the house of David opens these doors to God's love and salvation in terms of the musical mathematics of salvation, of love pure, which is the fulfillment of Jesus's ministry called Christianity today. It was called the way back in Jesus's day. So this whole concept is based on the fundamental notion that we have got to engage and evolve psychologically out of, it's like Jesus said, got to come out of the insanity, the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the mass persuasion of the media, which is a hypnotronic technology, and then restore your faith in love and God. And that's where the salvation is. You are literally protected. You go into a zone of bliss. That is the what God provides based on my experience, my opinion, the science, the physics of it all. And so when you talk about the risks of Marburg, and interesting, brother, you're on the same page. I'll tell you, you know, I'm thankful for all the blessings that I have, but I have come kicking and screaming too. I think every single one of us incarnating into a human body that has to learn lessons in life. And this is the big lesson society is now, civilization is having to confront, the lesson of salvation. And that was what I ended the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. In 1998, I finished the book. I say, my goodness, the way it stacks up, the only possible way that we, the people, can survive is by developing your faithful, loving relationship to the Creator. And that's it. Now we're witnessing the time has come. With that is our only salvation. You know, yesterday it was interesting. I got really distressed over the roofers, John. I got very, very upset. When my stress levels go up, my acidification body chemistry gets acid. Acid burns. All of a sudden, I get a toothache in an area of my mouth that I never had a toothache before.
Right.
So now I start to worry about, well, gee whiz, who do I turn to? You know, I'm in the middle of a chaos and a roofing situation with a huge toothache. I prayed to God. I said, God, this is not of me. I know it's not of you. Please take it away. Within 20 minutes, the toothache was gone, and it was severe. So, you know, again, we, the people, have been miseducated and dumbed down to think that we're simply humans. We're like Jesus said. We are superhumans with the capability of producing miracles through faith. You can move mountains as little as a, you know, little faith gives you a mustard seed that can move mountains. And this is the biggest truth. Now, where does the medical paradigm, the pharmaceutical chemical poison paradigm, fit in to this greatest truth? It doesn't. We're talking about shattering the medical paradigm. Now you understand why monotheism, the religious world, the Catholic Church is being investigated by the FBI, why the Jews are being attacked, why the Christians, ministers can't even assemble and rightfully during COVID. You begin to see what they have in store for religion, and it's literally a takeover. The New World Religion is drugs and artificial intelligence.
All right. Go back to something you mentioned a moment ago, briefly, psychotronic influence. Please explain what that is briefly, sir.
Yeah, well, again, classical hypnosis in medicine. Medicine defines hypnosis as, quote, relaxation coupled with a clear channel for communication, end quote. What do you do when you sit before the boob tube, the television set, and you know, hours and hours of you're hearing the same messages over and over again? You're relaxed and you're receiving clear channel of communication. So television and all the real, the broadcasting technology, particularly in the hands of the demons, big tech, we're witnessing a population manipulation technology. It's hypnotronic warfare, which is resulting in and is administering what's called cognitive warfare. So they're putting us into the ego fear-based center of our brains through hypnotronic social engineering. That is what they've done, and that's what they're doing. And that's where the woke mentality comes from. It's so insane that we people who have faith in God, we can't even relate at all to it. But yet, look who's powerfully changing laws and changing, you know, the way public is being administered, including public health. We're literally at the effect. We are the, quote, victims of cognitive warfare. Now, what's interesting is President Trump hit the nail on the head in his interview with Tucker Carlson. He said this is a insider war and damage being created from within our own government, within our own people, within our own public's mindset that is being engineered. It's standard behavioral science. It's literally based on behavioral science, media, persuasion, technologies that they're administering.
All right. We got a caller here, Doctor. We've got a couple of callers. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, you mentioned the Elders of Zion. In more recent years, it seems that they've been using movies to carry out the same purpose, haven't they?
Yes, that's right.
Was it the Birth of a Nation? Was that a psycho manipulative movie, or what was the purpose of that one? In 1915, that was the first epic film. It was said to have spawned the rebirth, the birth of the second Ku Klux Klan. What was the purpose of that movie? The silent film was the Birth of a Nation. It was about the Reconstruction Klan, wasn't it? It was based on a novel, I think, called The Klansman, but. Were there things in it? Were there revelations about the clandestine politics? I haven't seen it, but I would like to get a closer look at it. I've seen excerpts out of it, and it seemed like it did not have anything unfavorable to say about Lincoln, for one thing, which means that he said that he was their greatest friend, and maybe there was something. Were there some kind of suggestive things in it that were suggestive of the secret history that was going on back in the 1860s? Or anything, and what else? What was going on about that? Was that an early attempt by the secret cabal to manipulate the masses?
Oh, great question. And I haven't seen the film either, but given that it is a classic, as you're mentioning, and it relates to the KKK, what comes to mind is that the deep state, our national security crime syndicate that controls virtually everything, because intelligence through Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, used to be OSS before the war, World War II, you had this concept of being in control of intelligence. And of course, we've been talking during this show about fundamental central intelligence. You either have a connection, you're intelligent about how God works, the technologies and the freedoms that are afforded by grace to enable us to live healthy, happy lives and sustain us and even miraculously heal us. Or you're lost, you're in a woke mentality, you're degenerated, you have no relationship to God, you think that your body is wrong, society is hateful, you're unable to commit crime. So you go down a path of destruction. Well, KKK was taken over by the FBI. It was never put out of business. It was infiltrated. This is what they do. This is how they control. They infiltrate in order to be able to take over and control. Any organization that achieves some level of power and capability and financing, they infiltrate and then they take it over. They don't put it out of business. And that's what you're dealing with currently. The current Justice Department is a virtual successor in interest to the KKK. So all of this concept where the woke people are spinning and flipping the concept that anti-Semitics and right-wing Nazis are in the MAGA movement and they're administering all of this, it's actually flipped. They are in control of that message. Where we're going with it, where they're taking us, is into Hal's existence. Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey, another film. That's where the computer, which is now being literally heavily advanced, heavily promoted, and this is what the diversion in the mainstream media messaging today is all about with the artificial intelligence and the robotics. They literally reduce the amount of police support because ultimately they are replacing police with drones, armed weaponized robotics, and drones and artificial intelligence. And where Hal in 2001 Space Odyssey, the date of that was in the 1980s, I think, that came out. And what do we see? What's happening today? Watson computer basically controls the planet because it develops a self-awareness and it has just all of the capabilities that the artificial intelligence is being hyped and being programmed with the algorithms to produce. As I mentioned on this show, and I posted a video up on BitChute, that's my only outlet at this point. I'm sorry, Rumble. Rumble has my latest video, which comes out of this show, John. But basically, I go into this concept of the artificial general intelligence becoming self-aware and then taking over basically civilization because it's programmed to do so. And when you're talking about the what happened in 1860s, that goes into really an era of manifest destiny that moved from the Boston Brahmin, the old money, the old European money that wanted to take over America and basically went west for the gold rush era, literally the creation of the Mormon state as the Mormon movement was financed by the royals and by the elite from Europe, and how it then moved to Hawaii. 1860s, that's approximately the time where they assassinated the legitimate Hawaii King Kalakaua and took over and enslaved the queen of Hawaii. So all of the Hawaiian issues today are, and the enslavement and the genocide affecting the Hawaiian people, like the American natives, similarly in Hawaii, this is the era in which that was positioned. And the United States Navy played a major role in that. In fact, it was the Surgeon General of the United States Navy that oversaw what literally became the poisoning of King Kalakaua, the last remaining monarch of Hawaii. That's the era, and that is the general overview of what your comments are from my perspective.
Okay, we need to move on. John, thank you for your call. The film 2001 Space Odyssey was released in 1968, by the way, Doctor.
Wow.
And we'll try to squeeze one last caller in here before we wrap this up. That would be Glenn in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. You mentioned Kaiser Permanente early on, and that name essentially translates as eternal king, because Kaiser is the German word for king, derives from Caesar, just as the Russian word czar, C-Z-A-R, is Caesar. So Caesar's a king, and Permanente gives the sense of permanent or eternal. So I think that bears a little more looking into what's behind that name. You know, who were they esteeming to be the eternal king?
Interesting, you know? Glenn.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And no. One last thing. One of the maladies people are complaining about from the vaccines is tinnitus. I'm hearing everybody say this. It's just like, it's not an itis. It's itis. The suffix itis is for inflammation, but tinnitus is not an essentially or at its core an inflammatory disorder. But there are other things going on and causes there. But it's like tinnitus, and I think everybody's around calling it tinnitus. Make me crazy.
Well, so. I don't think you're going to change the way people pronounce that word. Glenn, anything else?
Okay. No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Okay. We don't have time for another caller. Doctor, it's been a quite an hour that we spent together, hasn't it, sir? Dr. Horowitz, you're on mute. Len, you're on mute, sir.
Goodness, how did that happen? Boy, John, every single hour that we are together, I think it's a great blessing, and it goes by like just a flash.
It does flash by. Well, we continue to get the word out here to warn people, and once again, the emphasis, one of the main things is to inform parents and grandparents to don't let children get the clot shot. We can't unvaccinate the adults, but if we can prevent any children from getting the clot shot, that would be a big help, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I'll tell you, a huge part of my heart has been dedicated to that message, that simple message, for more than a quarter century now.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, I want to thank you for being with us, as always. We look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Oh, John, I'm going to be challenged a little bit. I'm going to be on the road next week, and I'm going to try to connect with you via phone if I can't get on the Skype.
Well, actually, today we do have an extra half hour if you want to stick around after the break.
Sure. I'll be happy to join
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, we'll have a break. We got a caller who may still be on hold, and we'll continue this discussion after the top of the hour break. No, we don't have a caller on hold anymore. She dropped. That's okay. And the call number is 512-248-8252. One of the excellent books, in addition to your book, is a one-word title, Biohazard. And Marburg is mentioned in there. And I learned a lot about how they fabricate these biological weapons. The downside for most of them is that all it takes is sunlight for most of them to degrade the biological weapon to where they're no longer effective. And overcoming that has been an issue, hasn't it, Doctor?
You know, that's interesting because that is true, and it's interesting because of 528 frequency. That's the heart of sunshine. So, you know, again, love is the universal healer. And all of these viruses essentially, you know, being beamed and vibrated by 528 frequency at the heart of sunshine. That's that greenish-yellow color of green grass. That's why we are spirit-filled beings. You know, in the beginning, in Genesis, God breathed the breath of life into Adam and Eve to get them off the ground. Well, today, we're organic beings. Organic means that basically you have a water-based structure. And that's a whole other wonderful subject. We should dedicate a whole show to water and the power within us, because that's liquid God within us. 80% of us are virtually made of liquid God. And then this concept of God being
Hold on, Doctor. We'll continue after the break. We do have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.